Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at something that sits right at the top of every organization. Who's actually sitting on your board when the biggest decisions involve AI?
The article is AI and Board Composition, Digital Literacy and AI Expertise on Boards by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And Brett doesn't ease into it. He's essentially saying, if your board can't understand AI, it can't govern it.
Which is a governance and capability problem, not a technical one. Boards are accountable for strategy, risk oversight, and long-term value creation. Those three things are all being reshaped by AI right now, so the board has to be able to interrogate it.
He actually names one of the most common mistakes early on, treating technology as a purely operational issue and keeping it out of the strategic conversation. That's the gap that leaves boards blind to material risks.
So Brett starts with a diagnostic. The nominating committee maps current director skills against a digital and AI proficiency matrix. Things like data governance and privacy experience, machine learning and model risk understanding, cybersecurity, regulatory compliance with automated decision-making, and workforce transformation.
That's a broad set of capabilities for what's often a small group of people.
It is, which is why he gives three practical levers for closing the gap. First, recruit directors with domain expertise, specifically at least one director who has hands-on experience building and governing data platforms or AI products, and at least one with deep cybersecurity experience.
But there's a warning in there about token appointments. Just hiring a tech person without defining what they're actually supposed to contribute doesn't improve governance.
Right. You have to define expected contributions, committee assignments, and measurable onboarding outcomes from day one. Otherwise, it's just optics.
What are the other two levers?
Strengthen the existing committees. Expand the audit, risk, and technology committees to include algorithmic risk and model governance. Update the charters to reflect that. And the third lever is standing specialist advisors, a remunerated technical advisor or a small technical counsel that reports to the board regularly.
That third one appeals to me for boards that aren't ready to justify a full director appointment yet. Brett says advisors can produce things like 3-year technology roadmaps, red team reports, and vendor due diligence templates.
Continuous specialist input without a full board turnover. It buys you time to get the recruitment right.
Now, let's talk about education, because I think this is where a lot of boards quietly fail. Directors get appointed, they read a briefing document, and that's treated as sufficient.
Brett sets out three stages: an executive primer within 60 days of appointment, high-level business implications, regulatory direction, competitive case studies, then quarterly deep dives on model architecture, data lineage, third-party vendor models, and then annually scenario rehearsals, tabletop exercises covering model failure, data breach, regulatory inquiry.
And he ties completion to director performance evaluation. A portion of remuneration is linked to participation,
which turns it from a nice-to-have into an actual accountability mechanism.
The KPI section is really the practical heart of the article for me. What does Brett say boards should actually be measuring?
A few that stood out. The percentage of material models covered by independent model validation, so you know whether your AI systems are genuinely being checked. Time to detection for model performance degradation, cost savings or revenue impact from automation, reported quarterly. Number and severity of incidents from model errors or data breaches over rolling 12 months.
And employee reskilling and redeployment rates within affected business units, which keeps workforce transition visible at board level rather than buried in an HR summary.
There's also a vendor concentration risk score, which matters when your organization is relying heavily on a small number of external model providers. That's a real exposure that often goes untracked.
Brett also gives a staged implementation roadmap. Walk me through it.
First phase is 0 to 3 months. Run the diagnostic, update committee charters, appoint a standing technical advisor, and ask the executive team for a model inventory, a list of what AI systems the organization actually has running.
That last bit catches people off guard. A lot of boards genuinely don't know what models are operating in their business.
3 to 9 months, recruit 1 or 2 directors with targeted expertise, get model governance and data policies approved, set KPI baselines. Then 9 to 18 months, embed those KPIs into board reporting and executive objectives, commission independent algorithmic audits for high-risk systems, and align remuneration with digital capability targets.
And Brett names 5 governance documents every board needs in place: a model governance policy, a data governance and privacy policy, a third-party risk procedure, an algorithmic ethics and use policy, and an incident escalation protocol.
His point on timing is sharp. Waiting until after an incident to write those documents is far more expensive, financially, legally, and reputationally, than building them proactively.
So if you're a director or sitting on a board right now, what's the one thing to do this week?
Run the diagnostic. Get the nominating committee to map current director skills against those capability areas. You cannot close a gap you haven't measured.
For me, it's the model inventory. Ask the executive team to list every AI system currently running in the business. That one conversation makes everything else concrete.
The full article, AI and Board Composition, Digital Literacy and AI Expertise on Boards, is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own organization, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth a read.